This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Continued coverage of CU Intersect here in Houston, Texas, and in the studio lounge we have a local. Hayden Wood is here,
yes,
actually
sir.
From Houston, Texas, but you're
That's
also
correct.
Here with Dark Trace as well.
Yes, sir.
And you got
yes.
the ostrich skin boots on.
Got to bust them out, you know. Day two of the conference, feeling myself, get a little cowboy action.
You are representing.
Suit up top, but you know, have a little fun with it.
There you go. No worries there. No worries there. So, how's the conference going for you guys?
It's been really good. Yeah. You know, it's. Opened up a lot of opportunity for us to kind of talk with people from these teams that are dealing with a very complex set of challenges. You know, I think more and more every day we see that the job of a security team becomes so much more than what most people signed up for.
Yeah, no
right?
doubt.
And it's so much work just to tread water and stay afloat and all that. And I think part of the problem is that the threat landscape expands exponentially, but the teams, you know, human capital only expands linear.
Yeah.
You can add as many people as you want, but they continue to be outworked by the level and the number of attackers that are out there. And so the trick is finding ways to keep your environment secure without having people round the clock 24/7 just working themselves to death.
You.
You know, just
so there's a lot of automation involved, I'm assuming, or
that's correct.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So that's kind of what we try to bring to the table is autonomous tools that think and act like a human on a security team, but function in a manner that is not requiring a level of human input.
Okay.
That staves off threats to give you time to address them and understand them.
Okay, okay.
So by taking those very intelligent and surgical autonomous actions, we can respond to things that even have never been seen before, you know, sort of the unknown unknowns of cybersecurity and cyber threats. But we detect that it's anomalous. We determine to what degree it's anomalous and potentially malicious. And we take an informed, targeted response against it. All done by AI and unsupervised machine learning. So no human tuning or anything.
Okay, now that you mentioned AI and machine learning.
Yes, sir.
So I'm taking it that this technology gets better over time.
Correct.
It learns and it can get, obviously, so that's kind
yes.
of, so share with me that benefit there, because it, obviously it's going to get better and better as
of course.
More, right?
Of course. So we employ kind of a maturity model for the AI. You know, I think AI is something that can be on its face a little scary to people. You know, you don't want to just say as a CISO or a CIO, hey, I'm going to hand the keys off to this autonomous AI and let it run security.
Right.
And so what we want to do is, you know, get in your environment, deploy that AI and let it start learning. And typically what we'll see is over the course of our 30-day proof of value, that AI is already making decisions that are 99.9% in line with what
a
human person would do. And teams can sit there and say like, man, this is exactly what I would want for my SOC analyst. You know, this is the kind of activity that we'd like to see, but they're not having to stay up, you know, 24/7, Christmas Eve in the middle of the night to do those things.
Yeah.
But yes, you know, talking about how it learns and grows, that's a very sort of important topic when you talk about tools like this, because they not only have to be dynamic, but they have to be adaptive. They have to change as the organization changes, as the digital infrastructure changes. You know, even we're looking at things, the AI learns how users talk and behave and the kind of connections they make, the kind of data that they move around, and understanding what that means, but constantly having this sort of iterative approach where it takes that information, feeds it back into itself after it sees an incident or any activity, and determining sort of a new security posture. So it's constantly recalculating, thousands of calculations a second, and you know, it's all, we kind of make it an open box, right? We don't want this to be isolated in a black box where you can't see. So you can actually watch this AI learn like a human would and see how it thinks through these things and see how it takes that data and applies it to the model that it builds itself. And you know, as you see those changes, and especially with the dynamic workforce of people being remote and things like it's important that it changes with kind of the new paradigm shift that we're seeing, whether it's, you know, geopolitical stuff or the change in kind of the hybrid work structure, all of those things. It's looking at it and adjusting to understand at every second a new baseline for what is healthy within those environments and sustain that operational uptime.
Gosh, I'm excited and scared at the same time, so.
It's, you know, I think this this space is something that evolves so quickly that we all kind of feel that way. It's like, it's a little scary, but at the same time, we get to witness these cool, crazy innovations. And certainly Darktrace has, you know, made such an active effort to be at the forefront of innovation. I mean, I think that's what we do better than anything. We do have, you know, our cybersecurity platform that's incredible, but really, I mean, we're a leader in AI and mathematics, you know, globally, just on that front, because we're developing such sophisticated technology that's unlike anything out there.
Who knew math could be so cool?
Yeah, so, really. And I won't dive into all the specifics of the math and algorithms.
Should have studied harder in algebra, darn it. Gosh. So can you give me an example of like what you guys would look for, or what you can, a threat that you would stave off, or I mean, something that maybe I would understand?
Of course, yeah. I mean,
just something real quick.
I think you probably have a pretty good grip on these kinds of things. You know, I think one of the biggest topics for everyone is ransomware, right? And ransomware is something that is constantly changing and evolving, and, you know, they come up with new threat vectors and new types of attacks, new ways to get them in there and move around in environments. And so where we run into, you know, these deployments of malware, if it's ransomware or whatever, we'll see that there will be activity like beaconing or SSL tunneling, or, you know, different types of activity within the environment that suggests, hey, something's trying to move around in here. And even, for example, like with the Log4j vulnerability, you know, before anyone knew what that was, we had customers that were exposed to that vulnerability, but because they had Darktrace in place, we started seeing activity associated with it, and we're able to say, hey, this is something we've never seen before. It introduces a huge risk factor. It looks like it's probably malicious, and we can take a very targeted action and sever all the connections associated with that without interrupting anything else. Yeah, so you still have every device, everything running as normal, but where we see that new unknown threat vector or attack, we're able to still determine that it is malicious and take an action to make sure your security team has time to actually address it, remediate that, and make sure that you're not exposed to further vulnerabilities.
So the biggest clue here, it sounds like, is it an anomaly? Is it something we haven't seen before? Something really different that's going on in the system, so to speak? So
We do what we call analyzing patterns of life. So whenever we deploy, it's a totally fresh mind in that AI. It's not tuned to be, you know, how it's performed in another person's environment or another organization's environment. It comes in with a fresh mind and starts learning what your environment looks like. And so it's very much tailored, very bespoke, and constantly looking at those patterns of life, which are just, you know, data moving around, network connections, things like that, but contextualizing them across any number of environments. So, you know, email, operational technology, cloud, and using all of that context and all of that data to determine what is actually in line with normal business operations. And then once we see those anomalies, we can launch the AI investigation that determines, okay, is this just anomalous and someone's doing something new, or is this malicious and we deploy a response to it?
All right. Hayden, I feel like I've just stepped out of an episode of The Matrix, so I'm loving it, though.
Some of it's above my head, too.
I love this stuff. It's so fascinating, yet it blows your mind at the same time. So kind of wrap up here. What should credit unions be looking for on the horizon that you guys would make? Hey, you guys, you might want to be aware of what's going on out there that you guys are seeing that maybe, you know, some credit union folks may not be seeing. Anything? Yeah. I know this is kind of off the top of my head.
That's a great question. And I think, you know, in working with financial institutions and credit unions, what I've seen time and time again is a lot of these teams are really underserved, and the threats become, if not only more sophisticated, far, far more numerous. And so the big thing is just having that constant level of visibility, something there that can detect wherever something may come in and actually address that and understand what it is and respond to it autonomously. And so I think the shift that we'll see will be implementing autonomous tools at these organizations so that teams aren't just constantly bogged down trying to battle the fight against, you know, however many hundreds of thousands of bad actors are out there launching attacks en masse. They just can't possibly compete with it. And so the ability to have intelligent surgical tools that can respond to those increasing number of threats, I think, is going to be a really, really big thing.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because this is almost like, it's almost like a have to now. Because you can't, like you said, because they're getting so sophisticated, so creative, and so consistent or constant that you can't, you can't stay up 24/7 and just monitor.
I mean,
you
got to
have some sort of AI, you know, some sort of AI mechanism or machine learning and autonomous, all that stuff, all the buzzwords, to keep look after this type of stuff. So
100%.
So, I mean, to keep up with it, it's just phenomenal.
And that's the biggest feedback that we get is, you know, it helps our customers sleep at night, and it helps them know that if something does come in, it's going to be addressed and saves them a ton of time.
Yeah.
We hear that constantly, and being able to help someone do their job that much more effectively without having the stress of, is something going to come in, slip under my radar? I think that changes teams' lives, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, it really does have a massive effect on even you as a person, yeah, being a security expert, sitting there not having the stress of, you know, potential reputational damage, mm-hmm, or an issue that falls on your, yeah, plate and is at your feet. And so, I think that's going to be a big thing. I think it already is.
And I think so, yeah.
Luckily, we've seen a lot of good results on that front, and hopefully, mm-hmm, we'll continue to.
Indeed. Well, great, great message here, Hayden. Where do we find Darktrace? Darktrace.com, I'm assuming?
Darktrace.com, okay. Yes. Or right. Hayden Wood. You can reach out to me, Hayden.Wood@Darktrace.com. If I can plug myself, okay, always happy to talk about it and share what we do.
All right, right on. We'll put those links in the show notes, and they can get to you guys that way if they have any questions. I'm sure they will.
I hope so.
It's a fascinating topic, and yet I'm going to repeat myself. I'm excited and scared a little at the same time.
I know how you feel.
Man, it's just mind-blowing. So thank you so much for your time, Hayden. Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Mike.
Keep
appreciate
up the good work there, all right?
I will.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.